This is Radio Labour.
Hello, I'm Marc Boulanger. Around the world, unions are fighting corruption because it steals money which could be used for decent public services, delegitimizes the state, and often supports the existence of anti-union elites. Corruption takes about 5% of the global domestic product each year. $2.6 trillion is stolen every year by corruption. That's as if all of the gross domestic product of the UK or Africa just disappeared from the world economy. The seriousness of the issue was addressed at a recent workshop in Geneva. The workshop was organized by Public Services International. The PSI is the global union federation which represents public employees and their unions at the world level. Rosa Pavanelli is the PSI's general secretary.
Corruption is one of the sickness, of the illness of our society, and we think that a big part of the response for an alternative to cuts in public spending and to austerity is to seriously fight against corruption.
Milt Isaacs told the workshop why unions should be involved in the fight against corruption and what could be done about it. Mr. Isaacs is the president of the Association of Canadian Financial Officers.
Why should unions support an anti-corruption movement and get involved with, you know, trying to find ways to systemically improve whistleblowing processes? The benefits for unions to get engaged is unionized workplace are more likely to be associated with cultures of transparency and accountability of management decision. Support, protect, and defend employees who expose corruption in an organization, the so-called whistleblowers, who are likely to suffer victimization. So they would be there for their protection. The risk of not engaging. Corruption leads to a waste or inefficient use of public resources, perpetuates poverty and division of social classes. Corruption is often linked to the unaccountable political elite who suppress trade unions, other human rights to protect their own position and privileges. So there's a reason why unions would want to consider this. Around the world, we have an aging population and our health services are going down. Our educational services are suffering. Our security systems, like all nations, are strained, and yet austerity faces us. Well, as one solution to quality public service, I think I found the money, about $2.6 trillion worth. So we need to find a way to create a regime, to create legislation in whistleblowing that gives a little bit more teeth to the whistleblowing legislation that we currently have in place today. So what do you need? You need to establish a nonpartisan civilian oversight that has the authority to investigate corruption in government as well as, with private sectors that may engage in levels of corruption that to the detriment of the economy of the nation that they're in. How you go about establishing that, that's a good question. That's going to require some dialogue. But it has to be nonpartisan. It has to be arm's length, and it can't belong to a civil authority such as the police or the military. The other thing, though, it must have the ability, though, to hold individuals accountable so that when it finds that there are areas of corruption, it can reach out to the national police and say, you know, I wish you to investigate. If you find that there is wrongdoing, then I wish you to bring these people to justice.